I've got a list here, Peter, which is a transcription, in fact, of the honours boards, you know, which are still in the live den at King's Home. I wonder if I could put that in front of you to let you have a look at the names of the players who played under you when you captained, see what comments you have about any of them.
Thank you. That's the 53-54 season. John Taylor was captain. Gordon Hudson, his father had been club secretary for years, and he was Mr. Gloucester. Gordon was captain of Gloucester for a number of years. A wartime international, a very good player. Roy Sutton, a centre three-quarter, small in stature but a very good tackler. Bob Hodge, number eight really, but he had to go in the second row when George Haight, John Willem hurt his shoulder. Roy Parry, I believe he had a record for consecutive appearances, 130 something, which when you think that's about 3 to 4 seasons. Dennis Ibbotson, a tremendous, a wing forward, tremendous tackler, very good with the ball in his hands. Cyril Thomas, probably the best hooker, just hooker, not player, hooker I ever played with. He would just sit, stood, lean there, hold the scrum steady, and he could really hook the ball back. Henry Wells, a strong second row. Trevor Halls, the fullback. Bill Cartmell, an outside half who never knew where he was going. He'd double back on himself and get lost sometimes. Ernie Turner, a very, very quick wing. John Willem, captain of Wales. A player that we all looked up to when he joined us that season. I know, probably it was a season before. Mm. It was a season before. Yes. You know, he... Well, his play and his ability, well, we just look up to him so much.
How did he come to play for Gloucester?
He's a Monmouth lad, played for Wales. I believe he came to us from Edinburgh Academicals in those days, I think it was. Came to teach at Bromsgrove School. Mm-hmm. And... obviously, Gloucester was probably one of the nearest clubs. I think he had Tom Boyce knew of him, and he joined us beginning of the 92-3 season.
Tom was president of the club at this time.
Was he president? I'm not sure. Yes, he probably was. Yeah, and I was reserved for England that year. Because of John Willem, because I the England-Wales game, John Willem was sat with the England selectors and told him what this Peter Ford was like, kind of thing. And I got a reserve card for England that year, which was it 10 years before after I played for England, which was, you know, very nice. But I know it was John Willem told him about this young lad, Peter Ford, at Gloucester. We go on to the year George Hastings was a captain, which was 54-5. Again, pretty well the same group of players. One or two new ones came in. I see Roy Blair's on that list, a very strong wing. Still around Gloucester today. David Jones, outside half, a tricky outside half. John Varney, a prop forward. O'Brien Soybury, fullback. Yeah, it's looking back at these names, it's amazing, really. And then we go to 55-6 when I was captain. And we didn't have a very good season. The record was played 43, won 16, lost 23, and drawn 4. I believe that one at an earlier, 40, 50 years earlier, were the two worst seasons Gloucester ever had. To lose more games than you won, that was a disaster.
But why was that?
I don't know. I don't know. Probably the captain, I think. but it's one of those things. You had a changeover of players and that sort of thing. The year after we got better, we won 21 games. So it improved, and then you go on again the year after. We won 26 out of 44, which was a slight improvement.
Did you have any new players in there that made a difference?
You always get a few new players in. I look down the list, I see Vic Ledbetter was in, an international, second or four who joined us.
Where did he come from?
I'm not sure. He had been around, and he some work in Gloucester or Cheltenham or something. David Phelps, a young outside half, joined us. And that year, George Hastings played against Wales, Ireland, France, Scotland, and Australia. So that was George Hastings who was missing for a few games. Then the 58-59 season, Cyril Thomas was captain. We played 42, won 17, lost 21, another year when things didn't go well. George Hastings and Mickey Booth played an England trial. So George was out of favour, but he did play in the trial. And 59-60, captain again, played 42, won 26. So, yeah, you know, if we won more games than we lost, we felt it was okay. That's how it was in those days. Again, there's new players come in every year. You know, if you get two or three new players each season, we feel that was the way to go.
When you were captain, and of course, as we've said, heavily involved in the selection, what were the names you always wanted written in first on the team sheet?
Well, it changed because obviously I was captain over 6 years, so some players had retired. But let's look at the, say, 59-60 season, looking down the Cyril Thomas, Hooker, Mickey Booth, and Terry Hobson, the halfbacks, important.
Can we just take a stop there and talk about Mickey Booth and Terry Hobson? What sort of players were they?
Mickey was a very, very sound scrum half. Why he didn't get international honours, I don't know. He was good enough, no doubt about that.
Dickie Jeeps is probably the answer to that.
Yeah, well, Dickie Jeeps was around, but they tried a few others. I mean, a few fairies we felt at certain times when Mickey was a sound player that we'd have every time. Very strong in defence, very good kick-in. Strong player, a player you always wanted on your side. Terry Hobson was perhaps a very erratic player. He could be absolutely brilliant.
Couldn't he?
And he could be bloody awful.
Yeah.
Excuse my language. I remember a game, Gloucestershire Somerset at King's Home on a Saturday. I was captain. And the team had already been selected to play the All Blacks the following Tuesday. The game against Somerset wasn't a very good game. We managed to win against Gloucestershire, but that was good. And Terry didn't have the best of games.
But Terry played.
The All Blacks named him as the best outside half they played against. Mm-hmm. He had a stormer.
Yeah.
And we were unlucky to lose. We lost in the last few minutes. Very unlucky to lose. And Terry was the architect of that. And, you know, that's the sort of player he was.
I remember that.
Yeah.
The difference. Yeah. A different player was on the field, wasn't he, really? Completely.
On the Saturdays, we just couldn't care less. But on the Tuesday, by golly, he was good. And it was a very strong All Black side. And we took the lead twice, if my memory is right, in the second half. And we're unlucky in the end just to lose the game. But, yeah, I mean, a marvellous day. And over the period, I mean, I played for a few years. You had different players come in. Players retired, new ones came in. And it was great because there was usually three new players perhaps every year, which is good because the team kept rotating. And it was a great honour to play for Gloucester, no doubt about that. And we've always been one of the leading clubs.